You may be forgiven if you've never heard of The 5,000 Fingers of Dr. T. 1953 movie musical was the brainchild of Dr. Seuss, but it bombed. And now, it shows up on cable TV and in special screenings, and it's earned a devoted following. 57 years after its premiere, the soundtrack has finally been released. Our man Jeff London has the story.
As cult classics go, The 5,000 Fingers of Dr. T is definitely one of the kookiest.
I want my undulating undies with the marabou frills. I want my beautiful bolero with the porcupine quills. I want my purple nylon girdle with the orange blossom buds. Cause I'm going do-me-doing in my do-me-do duds.
Singer Michael Feinstein is a fan.
This film definitely has a very large and devoted following. And it's something that people discover and either love it and have this thing for it, or they just don't get it.
I want my polka-dotted dickie with the crinoline fringe, or I'm going do-me-doing on a do-me-do binge.
Feinstein gets it. He loves the movie, with music by Frederick Hollander and lyrics by Dr. Seuss, so much that he spent the past 30 years gathering every scrap of music recorded for it. And he found so much material that it fills 3 CDs.
10 little dancing maidens dancing oh so fine. 10 happy little fingers and they're mine, all mine.
The 5,000 Fingers of Dr. T is a technicolor fantasy, mostly an extended dream sequence of a boy who doesn't want to practice the piano. He imagines a cockeyed castle where his teacher, now the evil Dr. Terwilliger, has hypnotized his mother and taken 500 boys prisoner so they can play his music on a 5,000-key piano.
This is a movie that was a 1950s sort of homage or sequel, perhaps, to The Wizard of Oz, and that they wanted to create a very significant children's musical fantasy.
The original film score had 16 songs, 2 ballets, and was very dark. Maybe a little too dark.
First floor dungeon. Assorted simple tortures.
The movie was previewed. And there was one problem. It scared the heck out of all the little kids. And they ended up cutting half of the musical numbers.
Mary Healy and Peter Lind Hayes, who were married in real life, starred as the hypnotized mother and the plumber who saves her. Actress Kathy Lind Hayes is their daughter.
My dad had this film at home, and he would pull down the projection screen, and they always said, oh, we wish we could get a better version. So much has been cut.
Cut songs like this one are featured in the CD set.
I look to the sky, thanking the stars that you're here.
It seems that my 4th of July came in spring this year.
The CDs really showcase the music of Frederick Hollander, a German composer probably best known for writing The Blue Angel, starring Marlene Dietrich. Alan LaRoe is writing his biography.
Frederick Hollander is one of the most unappreciated Hollywood composers of the 30s and 40s, even though he was also very prolific.
While LaRoe likes the songs Hollander wrote for the film, he thinks the composer's best work is in the film's ballet sequence.
The great highlight of the score is the dungeon ballet, where musicians who do not play the piano have been consigned and they burst out of the background in moldy green tatters of their orchestral tuxedos and play a totally surrealist ballet that's a montage of different styles, playing delightful Seussian instruments.
I was a trombone.
George Chakiris, who became famous as Bernardo in the film of West Side Story, made his Hollywood debut at age 20 in the Dungeon Ballet.
For this particular sequence, they needed, I believe, it was 60 male dancers, and at that time it was the Screen Extras Guild, and there were not that many male dancers in the guild, so guys who were not members of the guild were allowed to audition. So I auditioned and I got the job, and I made enough money to actually join the guild as well, so it was a good thing.
The film might have been a good thing for Chakiris, but not so for Theodore Geisel, a.k.a. Dr. Seuss. It was a big flop. Alan LaRoe says Seuss referred to it as
the debaculous fiasco,
and he never wrote for the movies again. But Kathy Lind Hayes found herself at a screening of The 5,000 Fingers of Dr. T in Pasadena a few years ago.
I mean, it was like Rocky Horror Picture Show. They knew all the lines, and they were much, much younger than me. And I thought, well, isn't this interesting?
Come on, it's time we got together, 'cause it's get-together weather, and in get-together weather, together is just what we got to get.
And Michael Feinstein hopes the CD set will attract some new fans.
This is the first official release of the music, and even though some of it doesn't sound terrific, a lot of it does, and it will sound better than it has ever sounded before. So it's a wonderful feeling after literally three decades to see this thing in existence.
For NPR News, I'm Jeff London.